Tuesday the 24th of March, Godfest Adore, Bobby Fine Kraus, Hilsa's Challah.
This is a problem talking about Challah straight after discussing the lot of Pesach, but this is a short word of instruction. We're all familiar with what we know, commonly know, one of the unavoidable things in life is taxes. And we all know what is taxed. However, the method that most governments use is that those items which are considered luxuries and non-essentials are more liable to tax. Cigarettes and alcohol and whatever, these things are more liable to tax. You won't find tomatoes and cucumbers and meat taxed. Whereas when it comes to the Torah Kedosha, then our tax, which should be tumis and maisis, then those are just the other way around. The more essential the goods are, the more they have a tax. There's no chiyuv tumis and maisis on jewelry. The chiyuv tumis and maisis on staple is on food, bread, vegetables, fruit, anything that grows on the ground. And yet when it comes to challah, since the bread is the staple food, not only have you taken too much mice, you have to have an additional mitzvah of challah. So the Zalman Zorotskin explains that the difference is that a government needs to raise money, and therefore they have to run their services on the country, and therefore the way of raising money is to levy a tax. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any money. Lia kesev, lia azom, no mashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not short of any money. He had depression, no depression, recession. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not short of everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give koinim and levim and aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give whatever he likes. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to take tzumas and maisas is for our benefit. By us giving tzumas and us giving maisas, we are making ourselves worthy to accept and receive a bracha and hashpah teiva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only does that infuse the food that we eat with the extra kedusha, but that gives us a general skula capability to receive bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just because bread is the most staple food, the basis of any diet, that's why it needs this an additional mitzvah of challah that should be zeichet to the additional bracha. And the additional hashpah teiva from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there we are, when you look at tumas and maisis, it's for our benefit, to look at challah, it's our benefit. Chas v'shalom, that's not that we need to supply the kainim and the vim and the aniyim, that's not, we've got other methods, it's to elevate us and to improve us and to make us worthy and capable to receive the tremendous bracha that Shpocha wants to give us. Right. Just a few, maybe I've selected a few halachas of inyanei challah. We may mention a few basics, but I will focus mainly on a few shailas which are negea, halacha lemaisa, perhaps today more than a few years ago. The halachas of challah are mentioned in Yeredeah. However, also with zeicha to a mishabur on Hilchas challah, because in Hilchas matzah, there are two simonim which discuss the halachas of challah. The reason is because when we bake matzah, then we bake deliberately that have less than a shear of challah, less than 4 to 3 1/5 eggs, because the Gemara says you used to bake kapiza, and that's why it's easier to control it shouldn't become chomet. If you bake a larger amount, it's more likely to become chomet. So what we do is we bake dafka a small amount, and then when it's finished, now we've got a shayla. What do we do about challah? I'm taking challah yet. So that's how it comes into Hilchas. Hilchas Pesach, and Tofel and Zayin discusses a few halachas, and in fact there are a few halachas which are mentioned there in Tofel and Zayin which are not mentioned in the whole of Hilchas Challah in Yeredeah. So we'll mention one of those halachas, we'll start off with one of those halachas. The halacha of challah is that if you bake the required amount of dough, that's 43 1/5 eggs, then that is necessary to have to take challah, and if you bake 1.2 kilo, they take without a bracha, and 2 1/4 kilo, you take it with a bracha.
One and a fifth. 1.2.
1.2 you don't take.
You do take challah without a bracha. without the bracha. Up to 1.2, up to less than 1.2, you don't need to take the tool.
That's flour, without the water, just that's the flour.
Flour. That's amount of flour. And anything above 1.2 you have to take, but you don't yet make a bracha until you've got 2¼ kilo of flour. Ideally, the challah should be taken in the dough state. If it is baked, then one hasn't taken challah yet, and it's baked, then you may take challah even after it's been baked. That halacha is mentioned in Hilchos of challah. However, what is mentioned in Hilchos of Pesach is that lechatchila one should not wait. Lechatchila one should take in the dough stage. But the other, if one didn't, one may take in the after it's been baked. But lechatchila one should take in the dough stage. Then it's Siv in his Pirsh HaMakdov and Pasha Shlach Lecha explains that one of the reasons why there's lechatchila one should take in the dough stage, as the post says, Reishis of the Sesechem, is because of the point we mentioned earlier, challah. I take challah. That gives a kedusha in everything you're going to eat, and it gives a bracha in everything you're going to eat. So if you're making in the dough stage, then you're going to be accept the bracha not only in the late stage, you're going to accept the bracha in the dough stage. Once it's been baked, it's baked. But the more bracha you can give in the dough stage, then the better it is. Now, what's happening now is several people make their own bread. Not that people have become more hardworking, but because it's become easier. With the advent of bread machines, many people have taken to making their own bread. Some do it for economical reasons, it's a lot cheaper, and some do it to make very good bread. Just to put all the ingredients in, press a button, you come back a few hours later and you have a freshly baked bread. It's gewaltig. Now what happens is, on many machines, the amount you can make in one batch is not yet the shiur challah. Not even without a bracha, no chiv at all. And many noshim tzidkonis want to dafka take challah. So what do? They make one batch, put it in the freezer, then they make a second batch and put it in the freezer, and then Erev Shabbos or whatever, then they put the two together in a way that it now combines to be chayel b'challah, and then they take the part they've designated to call that challah, and they put it together, and they take this little piece, and they say, this should be challah. That's what they do. In other words, challah only needs to be a small amount, so they have a small amount, what they do is they take a bit off from the dough, they keep it separate, don't bake it, and then all the challahs, the breads and buns that they've made, together with this little piece of dough that they set aside, and they're going to call it challah, they put it all in one bag, now it becomes chayav, then they take out this piece of dough and they say this should be challah on everything. The question here is whether dough and baked items can combine to make the shear. We mentioned that you could take challah from dough, or you can make challah from from baked items. We also mentioned that various doughs can combine to this shear, and various breads can combine to the shear. Can dough and baked items combine to make the shear? So the Kivega and Simon Shin Chof Dalet says that no, it cannot drain. It cannot drain. The Chalas Lecher argues. So Abu Machlekes, whether dough and bread, baked bread, combine to the shear. Therefore, ideally, if a person did it, it's fine, but the other did chal. But the evidence, you've been yotze, you don't need to worry about it. Lechatchila, what should you do? Lechatchila, if someone's using the bread machine method, and he has a little piece of dough that he set aside for challah, what should he do? Lechatchila, he should bake it when he bakes the first batch, and then separate it, don't call it challah yet, and then when you make a second batch, a third batch, combine them all together, take this baked piece of bread, either baked individually or part of a baked bread, and then say this should be challah, make a bracha, say this should be challah, and they've been yet to everything, mahadun and minamahadun. So we mentioned 2 points so far. Number one, lechatchila should take from the dough rather than taking from the baked. That means, if it's all dough, if you're making a dough, better, and that door has got the shear taped from the dough stage. And if he didn't, he could still take at the bake stage. The chatchil should take from the dough stage. Second point is that if you have a combination of various challahs that you baked at different times, and you now want to be clear the shape, you want to designate challah, the point of something that you've kept as a dough, that's not ideal. Ideally, it should be dough on dough or baked on baked. But dough on baked does not combine, according to the kveg, does not combine to make the shear. What happens if on Shabbos either you bake your own challahs, or you bought from a bakery and sandwich, you know the kashrus is good, but you're not sure if they take challah. So if you bake them on weekdays, then certainly if you've got any sveikas, then set a bit aside and say the shibichalah didn't carry on eating. What happens if chab on Shabbos that your wife says, oi, I forgot to take challah before Shabbos. I forgot to take challah before Shabbos. And there here you are, you've got your suit of Shabbos, you've got your mishpacha, you've got your visitors, you've got your in-laws if you're lucky. And there you are, you've got challahs. This is the one known challahs you've got. And your wife says, I forgot to take challah. What should you do now? We're not allowed to take challah on Shabbos. So my samai says, challah cannot be taken on Shabbos. So what should you do? So here in Chus L'Oyat, we have an etzah. In Eretz Yisrael, it has a real problem. Because in Eretz Yisrael, Chal is equivalent to Tumas and Maisas, and before you take Tumas or Maisas, before you take Chal, it is Tavel. Tavel means you're not allowed to eat it. If you buy something which requires Tumas and Maisas to be separated, or you have baked something which requires a Chal to be separated, till you've taken Chal, till you take Tumas and Maisas, that's Tavel, that's based on the word Tav, Loi, it's no good, and you may not eat it until you take Chal. In Chuslaret, Chal and Chuslaret, Chal is the only halacha that applies to Chuslaret, the only halacha which is applied in the Tumas and Maisas family, the only halacha that applies to Chuslaret, and there's a specific, special kula, it's called Oichel Vahoylech Vachkach Mafish, which means you may break a bit off, don't call it Chalak, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, you put it aside, and then on way to Shabbos you say this should be Chalak. From each batch, from each dough that you made, break a piece off, and set it aside, put it in the same place, and in Moshe Shabbos, you say, this should be challah, and that works in retrospect, and what you've eaten on Shabbos was alright.
Why can't you do
that so? Because it's terrible. The question is, why can't you do it in Chutzpah? Because challah is Chutzpah, something that grew, our wheat grows in Canada. I never saw it, you saw. Chachom and Mesak and Chumet Rabon and challah is Chutzpah. Now, I want to make a differential point here. When we talk about Chuslaret, when we eat Tumas Maisas, we're also here in London. But when we talk about Chalas Chuslaret, we're talking about something that has been exported. So when we talk about Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about something that has been exported from Eretz Yisrael to here. That has got no kulas. The kula applies to wheat that grew in Chuslaret, and Gilgal has been in Chuslaret, and it's been needed in Chuslaret. If it is totally Chuslaret, to grow in Chuslaret, and the process of the baking of the bread has been in Chuslaret, then that is Menateh is not Chayv at all. The halacha of Chala only, the process is quite clear, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Chachom will go to the Chala even in Chuslaret. But then there's Chachul or Kula that Oich will Hoylech Vakach Matish. Our matches are baked in Eretz Yisrael. So, the flowers come from Canada, but since it's been needed in Eretz Yisrael, it's got dinner Eretz Yisrael. So you wouldn't have this hetter. This hetter only applies to the matzahs and the baked bread and the cakes that are baked, that have been grew from wheat in England out of Eretz Yisrael, and they've been processed out of Eretz Yisrael. That is what, when we talk about challah chuslaret, we're talking about both the grain, the wheat, and the baking has happened out there, outside
Eretz Yisrael.
Yes, midrabonim. It's also
awesome tap on them. Is there also a difference with the amount of dough from Israel and England?
No.
Like someone's heard that the line is a minute, you only make dough in a larger amount.
There are two, but the amount is a machleik, is a machleik, is a b'von chano and chazanish. And the point we mentioned here has taken these amounts.
Is there something called minigir shalayim, which is a bigger amount?
More likely to be a small amount.
Smaller.
Yeah.
Is it not a chomer for what's a Shabbos?
Oh, that's a good question. Is it achona? The answer is it's not achona. First, if it's safe for the Shabbos, it's safe mitzvah. And secondly, achona is only off if it's nikah, something which is nikah. If there's something which is not nikah, just to cut a piece of bread and put it aside, that's not considered achona.
And the bit of bread itself is mukzah?
No.
Also not?
No, no, it's not mukzah, no.
You can make a moitah before you separate the piece.
Yes, you should make a moitah because you make a moitah in a shlema. The Mishnah says that if a person makes a large amount of dough, enough to be a shear, however, if a person makes a large amount of dough, when I say large amount, I mean the required amount, the amount of dough that is chayv b'chala, and the intention is to distribute it among various people. It's going to give one bun to Reuven, one bun to Shimon, one bun to Levi. Then, this is what's called the oisa isa amnos lechalik. You're going to split up into smaller amounts. The one has a cash on this yaloch of oisa isa amnos lechalik. You're going to split them smaller amounts. Every time we make challah for Shabbos, what do? We don't have one challah for our 43 eggs. What do? We also have all our debts, a smaller amount. So the good one, the God says that the halacha of the ois isa amnos lechalik that makes your pot is only if you're going to distribute it to various people. If you're going to split it with a smaller amount for yourselves, then that is chayav. So if you take the required amount of dough and you bake it, then you're going to eat it yourself, albeit in small amounts, whether it's for because you want like a Mishnah on Shabbos, or because you want one for Sunday, one for Monday, you want smaller loaves. Now that is not considered Isa Amnos Lechal. That is the shitta of the Vilna Gaon. As the Alde Beis Ephraim, as the Alde Tzlach, that's one Mahalach Nachrinim, that the Isa Amnos Lechal, if you're going to make it Isa, to distribute, if part of it, if you're going to distribute to other people, if you're going to make a loaf, a batch for yourself, you can split into smaller amounts, but it's for yourself, then you're chayv.
What about a bakery shop then?
A bakery shop. Yeah. So that's mentioned before, and the Mishnah bakery shop is chayv. Oh. Yeah. A few reasons, I mentioned one reason. One reason is, because the state of Beis Yosef, this halacha of Eis Yisra Amnos Lechalik, is only if you're going to distribute it before you bake it. If you're going to bake it and then distribute it, then you are going to be chayev. This halacha of oisa isa amnos lechalik, if you make a dough and you intend distributing it, that's only if you distribute it before you bake it. If you bake it and then you send it out, and then you cut it into small pieces, then that is chayev.
People will buy the dough.
Yeah.
Today you can buy dough and make a challah, so you don't need any more to.
Right.
So you've got one manufacturer who makes 1,000 kilos of challah, but in little peklach, and everybody buys a peklach.
So that'll be very, they wouldn't be able to use this reason. Very good. That's coming to a different reason why a chayiv. Right. We can't discuss everything, but that halacha will not be, that will not apply. Quite right. Now, the shayla arises like this. We've discussed, again, what did we discuss with God in this halacha? We've discussed that you have the required amount in yourself, and you eat it, bake it, you'll need it, and you bake it for yourself, you chayav b'challah. If you're going to bake it up to small amount, if it's for yourself, you chayav. If you're going to distribute it to others, then you chayav. That's only if you're going to distribute it before you bake it. What happens, and this is something which is negeah, what happens if you're going to break it up into small pieces before you bake it? But you're only going to dispatch it, send it out after you bake it. You're making a large batch, and you're going to bake it in small pieces, and you're going to distribute it after it's been baked. Let me give you two examples. You realize how negeh this halacha is. You've got a mother in town who's got a married children living nearby. So as a good mother and a good shviga, so every Shabbos, whatever, every now and again, she'll send them a warm challah. Yeah? That's quite common practice, especially in Eretz. So what do you do? What's she done? She said she's made a large batch of dough. She's not going to keep it all herself. She's going to distribute it among various people. Not only her own family. There may be a family, but they don't eat at the same table. Therefore, would she send it to them in the, before they bake it? There's no question about it. There'll be part of them challah. That's oyster isam nos lechalek. She shared it out before she bakes it. But here, she's going to bake it. They won't be happy just to receive raw dough. She wants to send them a baked challah. So she's going to send them a baked challah. She's going to send it after it's been baked. But she divides it before it's baked. Again, the division happens before it's baked. So what she's got the 2 1/4 kilo of dough, and she makes this delicious dough, and she makes the individual challahs. But she's going to send it after it's been baked. Is that chayev or is that potter? Do we say that's considered she's making it for herself, because she's only going to send out after it's been baked? Or do you say, no, she splits it up into individual loaves even before it's baked, with intention of sending it out? That's one example. Another example, shlach monas. Somebody also sends out a bag for a chalif of shlach monas. So what do you do? Also, you bake a large amount, then you bake into small pieces, and you send a smaller bunch of chalif, you send them out. So again, it's the same situation. You bake a large amount, and you're distributing it after it's been baked, but you have separated them and made them smaller buns before you bake. You either chayev b'chala or not chayev b'chala.
Have you already decided before you bake it which chalas are going to
That's not important. It doesn't matter which is which name. So this is the tshuva minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak got tshuva about this, and he paskins that you should take challah without a bracha, even if you've got the necessary amount, but take challah without a bracha. Because of this,
Anything baked
as tal challah, then the lekach, even though it makes the two types of dough, there's a thick dough and a thin dough. Lekach, a sponge cake, it's a thin dough, runny dough. That's also chayav b'challah, anything which is baked. Donuts are a thick dough, but they're not baked, they're deep fried. Do you have to take challah? In fact, a donut dough is identical to a bread dough. It's not even a cake dough. The donut dough is identical to a bread dough. The baker, when he mixes and they make their donuts, more likely than not, they'll do it in the same batch as a bread dough. It's mamish a bread dough. Except you fry it. You don't bake it.
Donuts
that are not baked, and as such, so machlekes Ramban and Rabbein Tamar are chayav b'challah. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch paskens you don't even need to take challah at all. Shach paskens lechatchila should take challah. So if you do, when you make a donut and you make a large amount, you take challah, but do not make a bracha. Don't make a bracha on donuts. And an identical halacha is that when you make donuts, and we know that halacha is when you have them as cake, if you have a large amount of cake, then you've got a shayla, not only mazay, you've got a shayla of making a moitin to tzidayim, a moitzi, and it could be a food donut, but that wasn't. With donuts, you can have as many as you like. You can have as many as you like of donuts, because since they are deep fried, they're not baked, they do not qualify to be considered bread, and that you can have as much as you like, you don't need to wash, you don't need to make a moitzi, and they need to be chsamos. What do you do with a challah? What do you do with your challah? You've taken challah, and then your challah in this context is talking about the mitzvah of challah. What do you do with it? So you burn it with the challah. Yeah. So to chalav galdin of tzuma. Tzuma, tzuma should be burnt. So those that could burn it, ma'tov ma'noim, that's certainly the best thing. You burn it in a way, wrap it up, and put it in the back of the oven, and put it in the oven, and make sure, because that the chalav's got kedusha, you don't want it to bake it together with your beds and your chalois, which you could put, you're going to eat, because if so, it'll become, or maybe become have a shayla, because it's been cooked in the same oven as something which you're not allowed to eat. But wrap it up, or put it in a bake, or bring it on a barbecue. These are the best ideas. The minute is widespread, rather than baking it, rather than burning it, you wrap it up and throw it away.
Throw it away.
The quicker you get out of the house, the better. That's what many, many people do. It's very widespread this minute to wrap it up and put it into a dustbin. However, there is a problem here. Problem is, that really, you should really burn it. Because it's Gemara Shabbos, the second page of Shabbos says that anything that's got Kedusha of Tzumah or Challah should really be burnt. So how have we got, how are we allowed to put it into the dustbin when we should really burn it? So the Minchas Yitzchak has got tshuva about this point. And he advises that those who burn are fine, and those who throw it away, they should take a small amount. The more mentioned, the minigir should take a kezayis. But those who do not burn it, or just wrap it up, should take even less than a kezayis. That's the minig that the minchas is not advises. If you're not going to burn it, go to wrap it up and put it away, and take a less than a kezayis. Just to take a small amount. It's not really necessary that when the time of the Beis Hamikdash, at the time that the kohen would gain from getting the challah, then he gave him a 24, see if he baked, gave him a 48. And he benefited from it. But nowadays, no clay will eat challah because he is Tommy, and the challah is Tommy. Therefore, he's not going to gain from it. It's a tircha. What's he going to do with it? So he won't be very grateful to you if you do give it to him. So you keep it yourself and dispose of it in yourself. So then, since there's no mitzvah to give it, therefore, we give a very, very small amount. The Mar says we give it to Zayas. And when Chafiz Chag advises, they're not going to burn it. He's going to wrap it up to even less than a Zayas.
What's that to burn it if it really
belongs
to the
coin? Because that's what he wants you to do. What he can do, what's going to
burn it? No, but it's not mine to burn.
But you're doing him a favour. You're doing him a favour. He's not interested.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying that coin never ate it.
Nowadays, coin never ate it. Couldn't eat it.
There's no mitzvah
to eat it. They were told. Made a bocha. Made a bocha.
So the minute to keep it and burn it with the chumah, so are you keeping it? For several months sometimes.
Yeah, it's not ideal. It's not ideal.
It's superstitious.
It's not convenient. The earlier one, if someone eats it, then it's Issa. The earlier one can remove it from the chashta collar, and the earlier one can remove it, the better.
If the coin has to eat it, then it's too early. So that means every woman who baked challah for Shabbos had to do it to where she couldn't do it when the challah was too. She's not bechoyev to eat betahar.
Yeah. So the Mishnah discusses what happens if someone who can't do betahar, what should they do? The Mishnah suggests that they should make machlis chomim bekiva, and according to chachomim, it's better to make dough smaller than the amount of challah.
Means there's no challah. It means less than 1 kilo 200.
Yeah.
Don't take challah too.
Yeah. The kibbutz says no. It's better to give challah b'tuma. We just conclude with a point which is mentioned in the Inyan Tzitzis Mitzrayim. State when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they took mishaloisim tzuras b'sim loisim. They took mishaloisim. One shot in Chazal, which Rashi brings, they left over the matzah mori. They took it on their shoulders. Simcha Zitzah Breda in the Sefer Shom Derech points out that loads of silver and gold that we say took out of Mitzrayim, the Chush Godom. So they're very valuable, very precious to them. And that they put on their animals. All the valuables put on the animals. But what did they keep? The leftovers, the shiraim of the matzah, and the shiraim of the mole that they ate last night in Mitzrayim, that was precious to them, and that's what they held on their shoulders. That's a product of entire time Mitzrayim. The little bit of lettuce leaves and a little bit of crumbs of matzah, that was more precious to them than the diamond and the chushkot that they took in Mitzrayim. That's a chavivus ha-mitzvah. Every time we have challah, the source, as you mentioned, is shirayim of the mitzvah. Mitzvah has been done to this whole dough, this whole cake, so bread, so matzah, so challah. And those, at least it's Shiraim, it's got Kedusha. So that Avada Kavachema has got, that certainly can be compared, there's some element of Kedusha in what we're eating. We should be Zecha to the Mafish Chala Keroyu, we should be Zecha to the kind of Kedusha of Tara, they submit this from Hevi or Meinu.